Anand Zaki, our business reporter, is with us now. Kia ora. A new wind farm will be finished by midwinter.
Kia ora, Charlotte. Yes, the precarious nature of power supplies has been highlighted by Transpower's call to generators to provide as much electricity as they can tomorrow, or it might have to manage demand. And that coincides with today's announcement from Meridian Energy that its central North Island Harapaki wind farm will be at full capacity sooner than expected. The company says the site is close to two-thirds capacity already and should be complete by late July after construction was affected by last year's storms. Meridian Chief Financial Officer Mike Roan says Harapaki will reinforce national supplies, which should be sufficient to keep the lights on this winter.
I think everyone should go about using electricity as they, you know, would to run their lives and their businesses. And, you know, it's up to our industry to ensure that they're able to do that. And, you know, we meet their needs, whether it be winter or summer. You know, we all know that we're looking at a winter where supplies will be tighter, but forewarned is forearmed.
Mike Roan says Meridian is in regular contact with other power generators to ensure there is enough supply to cover peak demand periods. He says Meridian hasn't yet spoken to Genesis about taking out insurance for next year's generation by reserving coal generation.
We talk to Genesis about products all the time. I'm sure we'll engage with them on the product, or if they propose a product for, you know, winter energy supply. But I think where we're heading more directly is work with consumers to provide products that will help manage energy security but give them, you know, new revenue streams to run their businesses.
Mike Roan says Meridian's Harapaki is the country's second largest wind farm, generating enough electricity to power most of Hawke's Bay, and it's been done within budget of about $450 million. The softening jobs market and changing employment dynamics is highlighted by several reports just out. Employment website Seek's April monthly report shows a 4% fall in the number of advertisements on March, with the annual drop at 30%, while the number of applicants for each job is up 5%. And the firm's latest survey of what workers want to sign up to is all about money, base salaries, overtime and pay reviews, even before looking to work from home. However, Seek's local manager Rob Clark says the power in doing employment deals has shifted from just over a year or two ago.
We've seen a 180 degree change in that regard. You're absolutely right. You know, employees had the balance of power a couple of years ago. Now that is shifting, so obviously we're seeing fewer jobs, we're seeing, you know, a little less economic activity and the need to hire new folk. And so what we have is a situation where we have lots of people looking for roles and there are fewer roles. So more competitive, and the laws of supply and demand just dictate that that means, you know, it's tighter on what employers are prepared to offer and need to offer to attract talent.
That's Rob Clark from Seek. Also out today, recruitment firm Robert Walters says it's seeing a doubling in the number of applications across the country as the pace of public service job cuts has quickened, with clear evidence of people looking to relocate to Auckland. Private equity firms were largely absent from company acquisitions and mergers in the first quarter as buyers became more cautious about deals. The latest data from consultancy PwC shows 26 mergers and acquisitions in the March quarter, down from 50 in the final quarter of last year, to the lowest level since 2021. Trade investors made up 92% of the deals in the March period, up from 75% in the previous quarter. PwC corporate finance leader Regan Holt says private equity funds, like other investors, aren't in a rush to wrap up any deal.
Just taking longer to get comfortable with forecasts, and with that then flowing in, getting comfortable around valuations and ensuring that they can actually meet the vendor's price expectations. That's what slowed down a lot of deals over the last few quarters, is just that meeting of buyer and seller. I think as the economy and those factors like interest rates, like inflation, start to see more stabilisation and more confidence starting to return, confidence being in forecasts, we'll start to see that buyer and seller meeting.
PwC says just over half of the deals in the first quarter involved domestic buys, up from 46% in the previous quarter. A major fund manager says it surprised other investors hadn't seen Spark's recent earnings downgrade coming. Earlier this week, the telco warned of lower earnings because of belt tightening by consumers, business and government. Foresight Buy analysts labelled the downgrade as uncharacteristic, and ratings agency S&P Global said the weaker guidance reduces its rating headroom. Fisher Funds portfolio manager Matt Peake says the Spark news shouldn't have come as a surprise.
Spark's an interesting one. It's had a pretty solid track record recently, but at Fisher Funds, I guess we've thought people have been too optimistic on Spark. People have been sort of looking at it as a utility with some modest growth, but they've ignored essentially its big services business, which is more susceptible to some of the cuts in spending we're seeing. We were a little bit surprised others hadn't seen some of this downgrade risk coming.
That is Matt Peake from Fisher Funds. All right, at 25 minutes past 12 now, let's have a look at the financial markets. And we have on the line Mark Fowler of Forsyth Barr. Kia ora, Mark. Another softer start I see on the NZX. How are things looking out there at the moment?
Yeah, good afternoon, Anand. You know, you're absolutely right. The NZX 50 gross index has sort of remained under pressure. It's opened about 0.5% lower and is trading at 11,739 points. The aged care sector in particular is sort of leading the market lower. So Ryman Healthcare is trading at $3.79, which is down 1.5%. Somerset Group, another aged care provider, that's down best part of 2%, trading at $10.50. A couple of upper sort of notable movers is Fletcher Building. That's also down over 1%, trading at $3.52, and Fisher & Paykel Healthcare also lower at $28.85. So quite a bit of sort of broad-based pressure across the market.
Okay, can we just have a headline Australian number and then the New Zealand dollar?
Yeah, sure. So the S&P ASX 200, that's also open lower, down 0.5%, trading at 7,768 points. In terms of the dollar, so against the Aussie, we are at 92 cents. Against the US dollar, we are just dipped below 60 cents at 59.95. Against the Japanese yen, we're at 93.23. Against the sterling, we're at 48. And the euro, 55.80, with the New Zealand trade weighted index currently at 70.70.
And that leaves us with interest rates, oil and gold.
Yeah, sure. So interest rates, three-month bank bills, they're trading at 5.65% this morning, along with government bonds, so 10-year government bonds at 4.7%. In terms of oil, so West Texas Intermediate, that's trading at $79 a barrel US, that is, and gold, so spot gold is trading at $2,307 an ounce.
Thank you, Mark. That's Mark Fowler of Foresight Bar with our market update. News and numbers updated for you around 5:30 in Checkpoint. But for now, Charlotte, that's business. Kia ora.